Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room presented by Sharp. Bob Popple with two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, the Giants get much-needed help on the offensive line with the signing of Nate Solder. We're going to look at some plays from the Super Bowl. And first and foremost, you need a guy that's smart, and he certainly is.
Well, smart is the operative word. And to be a good offensive tackle, you have to be a smart offensive tackle. That means you've got to know all the tricks of the trade. And we're going to look at a few of the tricks that he applies. He's just not an offensive tackle that sits back and reacts to everything. He takes the offense in a lot of these areas. And here you'll take a look. He's going to see a bull rush, a power rush, and he just drops anchor. He sits down. Now he stops the power rush in time for the quarterback to get rid of the ball. Let's take a look again. He sees this guy coming as a power rusher. He sits down. Boom, drops the anchor. Now he makes the defensive lineman reset his feet, and he can't get plowed into the quarterback.
So that's one thing that he can do very well. Another thing is handling the speed rusher, but taking away the speed rusher's advantage right away.
Now, I learned this very early on, playing against some guys like Jackie Slater and Anthony Munoz. You got to have more than one trick because they do, and if they know you're a speed rusher, they're not going to let you have your way. There are several ways to stop a speed rusher. One is to meet him before he gets going. The other is called a short set. Another is maybe just attack. Here you'll see him. I call it almost like a short set, but he really goes out and gets him on his second step before the defensive lineman could get going. Let me run it back. Before this defensive lineman gets in his second step, and now he's made contact. He's just negated a speed rusher.
And then the other thing that he does here is, you know, we always hear about finishing.
Yep.
Brady steps up a little bit, but he doesn't think he's got the job done until he sees his guy on the ground.
Yeah, and Brady steps in front of him.
So that's a look at Nate Solder dealing with a speed rusher. Now we're going to look at him in the run game. Again, smarts, awareness, and then fight.
And athleticism, too, because he's able to get to the second level. Your left tackle, he's inside of the tight end, but you can see there's a wide nine technique. His job looks like it's going to have to be to chip and get to the second level because they're going to run inside of the defensive end here. He gets a chip. Now here comes the linebacker on a fast read, sets his feet, gets him pushed to the outside. Look at the running lane. He already knows. See, smart linemen know how the defense wants to play them. They know they're going to run inside, so they get the seal block. Now, here comes the fast read. They just set it up patiently, but Solder knows he's going to get his guy pushed to the outside, and they get a 7-8 yard gain.
So the Giants offensive line gets some much-needed help with Nate Solder. For Carl Banks, I'm Bob Popa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Inside the Film Room.